Yurt. This is the Enigma Self. I was your boy, Enigma Self Timber Hill. My man Ray Benton in the building. What's good, bro?
And we here, baby.
Yeah. So, everybody that's joined in, appreciate you. Also, remember, you got the chat room for those on YouTube land, so make sure to hit us up. We'll check that periodically. Yo, this is episode 42, so welcome back to those who's listening if you're new. What's up? What's up? What? This is episode... Yeah, we lit. Just a little bit.
Just enough.
This is episode 42 of the Enigma Self Hour. The podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by Patch Inc. Shout out to my man Joe, my man Pat. Again, like I said, my man Ray Benton in the building. Benton.
What's up, Benton? You got it right, bro.
Bitch. Got me bent like my elbow.
Ooh, come on, bro. With the outcast.
Right. Hey, what's up? Come on, man. My man got the rest. Yeah. Yo, to all my YouTube viewers, remember to like, drop a comment, and share. And most importantly, man, hit that bell, all right? So you know whenever I go live or I drop new content, you'll peep it out. Actually, I got an interview with my man, Y, a.k.a. Super Y, formerly known as YT, for the ESH, or Nick Myself Hour, next. So when you're done watching this, scoot on over, check that out. Also, too, man, hand clap out of YouTube, JC, in 1 week, got second place as far as viewers go. My man hit like 63 viewers in 1 week. So,
all
right, the heat is on, right?
I need six more.
Hey.
Hey, you got your number.
Hold on, call that.
So, hey, appreciate y'all. Therese, you better start telling people to check out your episode because they see something for your head, boy. Something for your head, boy. So, anyway,
man, shout out to Therese, man.
Yeah, real doubt.
Doing things out here.
Big thing. Don't try to get Therese money.
Nah.
You got that ESPN money. Anyway,
right.
I don't know what that man got. Let me stop. But, yo, I told you, I need some money. Y'all better cash out for brother. What's good? Try to get new laughs out. Yo, my podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of other Enigma Self Hour on YouTube at www.youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. That's ENIGMASEPT 927. And while you at it, if you're on YouTube, y'all make sure y'all check out my man Big Low. You know what I mean? Big Low Hip Hop. Woo! Yeah, I thought I was bald head, huh? No. I just need a haircut. Anyway, check out my man Big Low. You know what I'm saying? YouTube. You're going to find out. Ray is there for the shenanigans. YouTube.com/Big Low Hip Hop. BIGLO Hip Hop. And people out of Ill Coffee Vlog, just dropped a new video. With his mother. They're talking about gambling. So, yeah. That's interesting. Nah, that's my man's man. It was dope. And unlike my mother who crashed my podcast, so I started facing for dealing with that, their thing was kind of planned.
What you mean by crash?
Yeah, she like literally just, like she came into town because it was her birthday.
Okay, I got it.
And I told her to get here early. Okay. And she got here like right in the middle of the interview.
Ah.
So... I love my mom.
His mom's though.
Yeah. Man. Apparently, according to Snapchat, I look like my mom. If I was a girl, don't judge me.
Because you don't right now, I guess.
Right. That's why they got it.
That's funny.
Yep. Apparently, if I put a wig on and cut off the beard, I look like Rachel L.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Rachel L.
My mom.
For crashing.
Also, check out the past 41 episodes of the Enigma Self Hour at freedomtrainradio.com as well as on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and anywhere that you have podcast holders. Also, too, if you got the podcast holders, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Me, myself, I typically listen to podcasts through Google Podcasts, not an endorsement. It's easy for me.
Bro, I'm all of them, so don't even cap.
Right,
man. Get them all. Come on.
But yeah, wherever you at, make sure when you listen to the podcast, man, hit that subscribe button, you know what I'm saying, so you can get notification whenever we post a new episode. Hopefully, typically the podcast is posted on Monday, but because Monday is Memorial Day. I'm not sure if Pat is gonna be on top of it. So
yeah, it's Memorial Day. You know how that goes.
Yeah. So Pat, if you don't, it's fine, bro. No yeah. judgment.
You got on the water. I get it.
Exactly.
I get it.
So so make it on Tuesday this week, but typically it's posted on Monday, so y'all look out for that. And if you subscribe, you'll have it. Now, last part of business before we get into the first track. Still looking for drops. So any artist or anybody for that matter, if you want to put a have a drop on the Enigma Self Hour, just send me MP3 away file to Enigma Self. That's ENIGMASEPT at gmail.com, MP3 away form, and give me your name, who you are, what you support, and also to the tag, you are now listening to the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Do that, and I'll put you on. Simple as that. That's what we're going to do. So, yeah, I think I got everything handled. So, we're going to go to this first track. Shout out to my man Jamal Steele coming out of 850. And I'm going to play his track, Spark the Revolution. Because, yeah, I need to spark something.
Y'all take that serious.
All right, where we at? So we're going to get into it, and we'll be right back. This is your boy, Nick Mustafa, sitting with my man, Ray Benson. This is the Nick Mustafa. Oh, you got time, baby?
Out and cried, Philando complied. Korean fought like a soldier, yet all of them died. My fist raised in defiance in front of their eyes. For this day, I will not fall for none of their lies. I see in them no concern for none of our lives, which made my position pivotal, cause the current condition is critical, even from my own. But these whiplocks and ruckuses on our team I can't condone. I'm a rebel with a cause that mere mortals won't handle. Freedom's unseen, but the hope I hold is substantial. Dictating the work of my people, your place of limit. My freedom was in the mimic. Your freedom, it was a given, so spare me that all men created equal, you're deliberate. Cause even my constituents are privy to the difference. Within every sentence, revolution's heavily driven. Silence sublime, over two live, one mind, read the revolution was a movie, I be theme music. Time to ignite, what I speak is right of fluid. Stepping into it, fist raised, such a glorious design. Marching into the biggest fight of our lives. If revolution was a movie, I be theme music. Time to ignite, what I speak is right of fluid. Stepping into it, fist raised, such a glorious design. My ancestors' wildest dreams personified. I pray Abernathy's legacy is honored right. The greatest antidote for the cancerous plans they wrote. First and foremost, it's the grammar that these men I spoke to you. Bathing on the power and the truth. Hope it compels most to excel in all they do. To prevail through what constantly ails. Our tribe of activists repping the diaspora. Who they feel their masters are. No longer will we answer to these savages. Conducting evil standards and practices. Failing to even cancel. Through the fires of Ferguson, we fought those who challenge us and managed to not get seared. So we scoff at fear, victories at our feet, and we don't lose often. Cut from a different texture, pure Egyptian cotton. So when you speak our name, respect remains engraved in every syllable. This ain't gonna stop, so we just gonna continue.
If revolution was a movie, I'd be theme music. Time to ignite, what I spit is light or fluid. Stepping into it, fist raised, such a glorious design. Marching into the biggest fight of our lives. If revolution was a movie, I'd be theme music. Time to ignite. What I speak is light and fluid. Stepping into a fist raised, such a glorious design. Marching into the biggest fight of our lives. Time to spoil the revolution. We also have to get to the point where there are going to be some moments where love and kindness isn't always going to be answered. I'm not afraid of the dark.
Area was going through my head, bro.
Oh, man.
Trust me, you should have punched me in the face. All right, we back. This is the Enigma Stuff. I was my man Jamal Steel with Spark the Revolution. Shout out to him and Johnny Panic. I think their tour is over with now. But, yeah, that's about them boys, man. Also, too, speaking of the Enigma Stuff Hour and next, you can check that out on my YouTube page. My interview, that was in the first episode, my man Wise in the second. I'm going to continue to try to hit y'all up with those short joints. Let me do this. Oh, I'm being egotistical. those who don't know, I got my notes on my laptop, so I'm trying to look. I don't know why I'm trying to block. I'm not trying to block. I don't know why I would block Ray.
Now I feel like I got to change my orientation.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Clearly, if anybody's a looker here, my man Ray.
Who are you looking at?
If anybody. I know y'all want to look at mine. You got Ray over, a.k.a.
Hey, man, I'll take what I can get.
Tallahassee Drake over here.
That's Nick Drake for you. Oh, man. Hey, listen, if I get some Drake money, right. Tallahassee Drake.
Yo, like for real, I'm gonna get into the interview. Okay. We gonna get to the news, but yeah, like every time I see you, bro, like you got that.
Hey, man, listen.
That's the most positive way. It's the most positive way possible.
All right.
Yeah, you usually got
that. I get that a lot, though, bro.
Yeah.
I remember one time we went to talk to some kids and in juvie. You know, we tried to give back or whatnot.
Right, right.
I remember one boy was like, bro, you look like Drake, bro. Yeah. I was like, I feel that.
Right.
Light skin, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But no, it ain't. But I thought about that. I'm like, damn, I'm pegging my man's Drake because he just got the, you got the light skin.
I mean,
you got
he definitely has an influence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's not that. It's
yeah.
It's you got a demeanor, and some people, I mean, look at Drake as a fake demeanor. I don't think it's
right. Right.
But you just got like that kind of like you're cool with everybody, like that gentleman. What's the word? Diplomatic.
Yeah,
that's what it is. And Drake kind of come off of that. He's like, he's just really diplomatic or whatever. Some people may look at it as fake. I don't look at it as fake. I think he's genuine.
No, it's good. And shoot, if that thought intrigues you to strike a conversation with me,
word.
Let's go.
Word.
You'll see.
So, yeah.
All real here.
End of the day, I'm going to keep the camera on
this man,
on Ray because I'm going to go. Let's get into it. First line of business. I want to get into the hip hop showcase. It was at Junction. This was last Saturday. Shout out to any and everybody that came out to support. Big up to Dr. Lisa for putting it together.
Dr. Lisa.
Sound, you know what I'm saying? Doing her thing.
Her,
yeah, she be doing
it. You probably shouting out a lot of people because I seen on his lineup, but it's a lot of hitters.
Yeah, you had Dose James.
Okay.
I finally got his name right. JC was there. Y, of course. Trim Soul. KZ, get him. One Will. Chad Rhymes, Elijah Kenny.
Yeah, I saw One Wheels online.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah. I didn't notice. I finally got to see Elijah Kenny perform. Like, I kept, missing his performances, so I finally got to see him perform. That was dope. DJ Full Effects was on the ones and twos. I forgot. I performed.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, your boy,
Enigma 61 with YT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, why you put me on your thing, bro? We couldn't get the song.
Yeah. Oh, you to my internet?
Why you put me on, dog? But nah, it was dope. It was dope vibes. Key, what up? Oh, yeah, that's right. Man, Key Prop, he said y'all play flag football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, bro, I've been heavy in the flag football. Bro. It's fun. It's a lot of fun, bro. I ain't been doing it the past couple of years, though.
Yeah.
Low-key kind of miss it.
Yeah, you gotta get back into it.
You'll be all right.
You
ain't gonna look like
Drake no more.
You
gonna look like
Drake.
No boy, Drake. But no. Call you Champagne Poppy for another reason.
No.
Poppy Belly. Trust me, I know. I'm barely breathing right now. No, I'm joking. So I was like, Key Offman getting to it. During his interview, chill, bro. That's a Leo for you, though. Hmm? You Leos, you other L sign. What was I about to say? Oh, anyway, no, it was everything was dope all around the board. I had fun. Oh, also too, which was weird during the show, Dr. Lisa, he got a bright idea. making me the MC of the night.
Okay.
And it turned out to be super easy, barely an inconvenience. So I went ahead.
He said, baby.
Did that. And she's going to have me back for the next showcase next month. So you guys look out for that because,
it's still at the Junction?
I believe so.
It should be.
So okay. If it's not, at least let me know.
Yeah.
But it should be, so that's dope. And you guys should check it out. Should be dope. Let's see what else we got. Next one is Docket. I was surprised by this. Jonah Lucas and Logic did a song together in the video.
That's got to be something.
Yeah, it was pretty. I thought it was dope.
I ain't been keeping up with Logic, so I need to go back and check that out.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I guess it's a Jonah Lucas song because I listened to the Logic album. I think I talked about it last week.
Okay.
And Jonah Lucas was not on there. I think I even mentioned that they had beef or whatever.
Beef to on the record together. Sounds like they got some good managers.
Exactly. If you like, interested, you can check it out. I thought it was a dope video, dope song. Now, it was some people that wasn't too, I guess, into it, which I don't get. I guess I saw it somewhere. And if anybody think I'm talking about them, I'm not. Not nothing personal. It was, well, I just saw it over the internet. But it's just in particular, especially, both of them separately, and then now that they got together,
mm-hmm.
I see people hating on them, and it's weird for me because it's just like, granted, I know for me, I'm not going to put them on the pedestal and think they're the greatest ever, but they're definitely not whack.
Oh, definitely not.
So it trips me out.
I definitely say they're pros.
Yeah.
There's different levels.
Right.
They're definitely pros.
But it tripped me out because you see people either complain about whack hip hop,
right?
Especially just new stuff or whatever, or the newer vibe or whatever. Which I don't think everything new is whack. I'm not that type. But when you see people complain so much about newer vibes or newer ways,
right?
And they that's whack. That ain't hip hop. But then you get younger cats that come with something that may translate to be more classical hip hop. And then they still throwing hate. I'm like, what do y'all want, bro?
Bro. It's not hip hop, and that's why a lot of new school don't even want to call it that. That's just
right.
The genre you're forced to
kind of fit into, right?
For business, I mean, there's a lot of new terms coming out.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Feel you.
So no, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
And then that conversation can go. We'll be on the thing for about 2 hours.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It tripped me out because it's like I look at cats like in particular those two that look, they give what people, when I get with Logic, this is the last episode, I spoke on what I thought was wrong with Logic, and really it's just, I think he doesn't have his own voice. He either sound like Drake or sound like Kendrick or sound like J. Cole or Big Sean or whatever. But he's good with putting together albums. He's good with concepts. You know what I'm saying? He's a good songwriter.
That Eminem syllable.
Right. But that's it.
Yeah.
Like, people like, you ain't got to bar people to death. It's like, but it's still a skill, bro. Yeah, like, it's not whack. I'd rather that than somebody or some little Yachty chip. Like, but then, like, I see people like, yo, you're like, yo. Lil Yachty this. I'm like, dog, that's whack. Like, that's whack. How you going to go, even if that's not your taste, how you going to go and call these dudes questions? You can tell they put pen to paper. Like,
I don't think any of it's whack. I think for sure it takes a different skill.
Right.
And that, I know a lot of people would say, but until they go and do it.
Exactly.
It's a difference, bro. Like,
yeah.
Everything has a skill to it, you know what I mean?
Right, right. And at the end of the day, like, even with a Lil Yachty, I think I give him props for even being in the studio and having to do whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I try to, in being that, we artists, we know what they go through. So it's like, I respect at this point. But then I do have expectations moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it just tripped me out when I see people as actually putting stuff together. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's not your cup of tea. Like, I'm not the biggest Wale fan.
Sure.
But
I can't call them whack. I won't ever call them whack.
I feel you. You know what I mean?
You know how it is, though, man.
Yeah.
It's the conversation, bro.
Yeah. So, man, I don't get it. But, we're going to sit to these haters, man. Speaking of haters.
I love them, though, man. I love haters.
Yeah, you need them.
Yeah.
You won't have them. You ain't got a hater, you ain't doing something.
I'm saying.
You ain't doing
talking about, hey, it works.
Right. Speaking of haters, you got Lord Jamar still getting that Eminem. he had an interview, some regular podcast interview crap. That wasn't DJ Valid for once. and he was mentioned again that black people don't listen to Eminem and in the song.
I ain't gonna speak on that.
Foolishness, bro. I mean, the man. Even though I'm my second favorite rapper, so
I
don't know what happened to my kid's collection.
Come on, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got some vintage tourist t-shirts, bro.
All right, Lord Jamar. I like Lord Jamar. I like Brand Nubian. I grew up on that.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's coming from. He tried to imply that Eminem offered his daughter to Dr. Dre in a way that wasn't, I guess, proper or whatever. Basically trying to say that Eminem rapper about weirdo stuff, which he does, but end of the day, I mean, honestly, that's really what drew me to Eminem.
Ain't no different now, though, if you think about
it. But, I mean, it's like, the fact, for me, at times, it's like, he's not talking about shooting up Kill.
Right.
You know, he's talking about popping pills and meeting fat women in trailer parks. Smelling like Liz Claiborne, watching gay porn. Like,
right.
I was like, wait, what?
that skit.
But he was dope, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, it was something different. Like, I liked him because it was different. And so I was like, I like Outkast because they different. Like, I don't know. I like different stuff. But yeah, get out of the Lord Jamar. I get it. Honestly, kind of go back to, I used to tell people in regards to when I first started the podcast,
right.
Like I wanted to come on some Rush Limbaugh tip. just because I realized, I was telling a friend of mine,
Millington out here.
We're not that, we're not that crazy.
Right.
But I realized Rush Limbaugh said the things he said, not because he really believed in it, but because he know he'll rile people up.
I mean, it's entertaining, bro.
Exactly.
It is entertaining.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah, that's what
talking about it right now. Like, come on.
Right. So when I look at Lord Jamar, I can only figure that that's what it is. That's what's paying the bills. You know, because, we see you, bro.
Right.
We see you. I mean, because, and also, too, if you a real rapper, real MC, we're going to get into it. And we done already called your name out on wax.
Mm.
Get at him. Stop all the interviews. Get at him. For real. So, anyway, drop that. That's where I'm going. I want to say, like, I'm caping for Eminem. I mean, he is my favorite rapper, but whatever. I'm my favorite rapper alive. Let me tell you that.
Word?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Biggie is my favorite rapper, but Eminem's number two. All my favorite rappers got diamond albums, except for Kendrick. Anyway, before I get into the next track, this developed just recently. I didn't have it in the docket. Actually, shouts out, first of all, before I get into this, man, shouts out to Tyler, the Creator. He dropped a dope project. Forgot to mention it last week when I mentioned all the new albums that came out last week. Finally got around to listen to it. You got to check it out. It's really dope. Even if you're not the biggest Tyler, the Creator fan. I'm not a big Tyler, the Creator fan. I like him, but I'm not vested in the Tyler. This project is dope. So, right now, it's number one rap album of the year, in my opinion.
It is.
Yeah.
I heard a few joints, but I haven't. Listen.
Yeah.
I try to give stuff, like, my attention. So, I won't even get into it.
That's why I feel bad. I didn't really get a chance to.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I ain't really get, like, I was at work, and I was, like, listening to it. Really didn't get a chance to really deep dive into it, but it sounded like, I'm pretty sure it's a concept album. I can just from what I can hear.
I mean, he's a concept guy.
Right. Sure. Exactly.
But what I like about his music is he always knows how to give you that mood.
Right. And it's there. Like, everything is consistent.
Like, you feel it.
It's not like something that's come jarring out. Like, And it's a beautiful album. Just from what I heard, like, I didn't even really get into it. I'm definitely going to get back into it. So I definitely recommend y'all doing it. I mean, as far as me right now, yeah. This is number one. This is my number one pick for rap album of the year. I want to listen. But before we get to the next song, I was going to mention about the 50 Cent Young Buck, Mr. C fiasco, which is, like, super crazy. So, of course, you guys know about Young Buck getting caught with a transsexual male, or supposedly, allegedly. Well, Mr. C, of all people, decided to make a comment. He made this five-minute video in regards to give Young Buck advice about handling the situation, being that he got caught twice, two times, with a trans male.
See, I understand what caught means. You know what I mean?
Like, he actually got arrested. He was soliciting an undercover cop. Which I gotta be weird for the undercover cop. Like, well, you dress up like a female to catch somebody? To listen?
Dang, son.
Yeah, twice.
That's that hurt, bro.
Yeah. So, I mean, he said, boom.
Would it be worse? I don't know, bro. It's called roll up on you. It's like, hey, what you doing?
Right.
When the cop is the actual
right.
date, bro. Man.
I don't want to know how far they got with that.
Listen, it's alleged, right?
How far he?
It's alleged. Okay.
Nah. In the video, he said, yeah, I got caught. Man. He said he got caught for listening.
Advice is advice.
But, right. And basically, he gave I don't understand. But, hey, that's him. I think he gave good advice. He basically told Young Buck, hey, just, you know what I'm saying, face it, don't hide from it.
Yeah.
He particularly told him, like, don't block your Instagram. Like, keep it open, pause. Keep it open and, you know what I'm saying, deal with it. And he was like, look, if I'm able to get back into the game and do what I do, pause, you should be able to do it too. But then also too, 50 Cent, he chimed in. He took a clip of Mr. C's video and, like, spliced it while he was, like,
of course he was
trapped. Yeah. Yeah, 50 got to chill, bro. Like,
he good at it, though.
Like, I don't, like, you paid, bro. Like,
yeah.
Put some music out. Same thing for Lord Jamar. And then he got at Lord Jamar about getting that Eminem, but both of y'all.
Power about it. He done, so he might do something. You know what I'm saying?
Like, put some good music out. Stop with the trolling, bro. Like, you 40. You over 40. Why are you still trolling, bruh?
Hey.
And then also, too, you trolling Young Buck. All you doing is damaging your legacy. We know Young Buck through G-Unit, so you clowning him. You clowning yourself. Like,
you didn't get,
50 a clown.
He went to 3-6 Mafia, didn't he?
Nah, he started off with Juvie. He came up with Juvie.
Oh, well,
he was rolling with Juvie, and then they met with 50, and then 50 put him on G-Unit. I guess 50 was trying to do, like, a reasonable thing because he already had Lloyd Banks,
right.
Of course, Yayo. I think Yayo either locked up or he just got locked up. So he went and got Buck, and then, of course, the game and all that crap happened. like, 50 a clown, dog. Ain't no, I ain't got no respect for that, you know what I'm saying? End of the day, if Young Buck did whatever, like, if that's, I don't care. It's all about the music, bro. What you do is what you do. That's what I strictly feel about that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with me.
Internet entertainment, bro.
Yeah.
I welcome it, bro. Because, you know, he ain't being serious.
But I don't know, bro.
I like, you,
though. At some point, it's like, all right. Like, I don't know. It's other stuff you control. Like, trolls don't.
Other stuff you control.
You know what I'm saying? Trolls
don't. I hear that.
And then, again, like I said, him getting that Young Buck is like, you shooting yourself in the foot, because if Young Buck look weak, you look beat.
I bet you got a fire album. They just making noise.
Yeah.
The cop on payroll.
Yo! Hey, yo! Yo! Yo, we should get this thing right here and be like, yo, don't play my music after this, bro.
I ain't going to talk about Mr. C's and then play my joint. But that's what we finna do. Nah, man.
I don't know what to believe these days, bro.
Hey, that's a good point. Yeah, for real. So we're going to get into this Eric Days, man. That's our homie. You know what I'm saying? Keep on moving. We're going to come back. My man Ray Benton.
This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Gotta make some out of nothing. Need four quarters, got a diamond nickel. Who that? Got my doorbell buzzing. Is it opportune or the man, the victim? My mannerism is unshaken. Thanks to the man who risen, I won't fold. Origami ain't fitting in my description. Let it bump in the car slow. Travel up, face strong. I'm light skinned if my top down. Sun beaming on me, but truthfully, circumstances are hostile. I cry tears to my father. Keeping on, it gets harder. Hush daily martyrs, wake up another day to die all over, Lord. I pray the weariness, keep that clear from us, protect us from our own fears. More times than often, there's no ends to fear failure, but I'm gonna win. Victory, I claim it, like ghetto folks on Texas with their home girl kids, as if they own those shits. Show some love, dude, if you spot me on the corner. You going through with two roofs, caving in, walls closing on ya. I got about $20 to my name, but we could split that on a Howie's pie. Put the rest of my tank and escape the world for a minute. Hop in if you got a ride. No tinted glass, need them to see just what a struggling man would drive is. Need y'all to see just what a safe so with God is. Is you down to ride? No complainers killing my vibe. Please, no slugs killing my stride. I keep on moving. Gots to keep on moving. Yes, sir. I keeps on moving. But please, no complainers killing my vibe. No slugs killing my stride. I keep on moving. Enemies been plotting, waiting for they shot at me. They clock ticking, but the safe is clutch. And I don't know much other than what Jeremiah 1:5 informed me about. The womb was the mind that I was conceived in. He seen me just as a fetus, decided to form my features after his, which is how I attract the beat. I'm breathing new life into it. A beat shouldn't be alone, so I took a rear from the song and made up around that woman. It's fine. Damn, she can never be clown. I love y'all. Express that through her like Jesus does with the church. Same love that I better have, like I better have when the life of the suffering hurts. Should've been out of commission. I was Santino dead on the causeway, but like a French rendition of the old Kanye, Jay-Z Marche. So I call, pay, DM, season what my last name is. Every moment is an opportunity to remain blameless. I'm different but remain chainless. I know who the king is, so refuse to let my circumstances play that role. Aiming forward, no tinted glass, need them to see just what a struggling man would drive is. Need y'all to see just what a safe so with God is. Is you down to ride? No complainers killing my vibe. Please, no slugs killing my stride. I keep on moving. Gots to keep on moving. Yes, sir. I keeps on moving. But please, no complainers killing my vibe. No slugs killing my stride. I keep on moving. Keep on moving.
I got the guard. All right, this is the Enigma Self Hour. I'm here with my man Ray Benson, who can use his real name.
Yes, I can.
He can use his government.
Kind of.
Because he got enough syllables.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, again, it's my man Ray Benson. Glad you can make it, bro.
Yeah. Appreciate you having me.
You know what I mean? Been wanting to have my man on the podcast for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Ran to each other, and it turned out to be super easy. Barely inconvenient to have him on the show.
Come on.
I appreciate it.
Straight up.
Anyway, so speaking of, so I was just telling the story, those in podcast land, about stage name. So I tried my real name and didn't work.
Okay.
So, but of course, your name is Raymond.
Ramon.
Ooh.
Ramon Samad.
My bad. My bad, Stephon.
Okay, you know, bro. Okay. I ain't nobody Spanish in my family, though.
Right.
My parents named me Ramon.
Bro. Ramon, straight up. Straight up.
Dang.
Yep. Champagne Poppy.
Like, Champagne Poppy. I'm a saucy poppy. I keep the sauce. He can have a champagne, man. I mean, he can have a champagne.
I feel the way he's a Ramon.
Yeah, bro.
Razor Ramon, man. And that.
Right. I was trying to find me a nice Razor Ramon shirt, bro. Just because. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to get one, though.
Right.
I'm gonna get one. It got to be vintage, bro. No retail.
Mm.
It got to be real deal.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah. So what about Space
Jam?
What is it called? Toon Squad.
Toon Squad.
Yeah.
It printed in 2019.
Right. But no, I got the 96 joint. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that. That's funny. Yeah. I thought it was ugly back then.
Oh, no. Nah,
but now it's like, this is. So it's like, hey.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So.
But yeah, man. I don't even. But so Ray, like, just what people call me.
Right.
And.
Well, where you get the Ray? You got Ramon.
Yeah, just. Bro, it's just like childhood. People just always call me Ray.
Ah,
okay. Yeah, so I just ran with it. They tried to hit me with the Ray Ray.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, no Ray Ray.
So I got a cousin. You saw him, Nene.
Nene.
He would get mad. If I call him out, like, I'm a grown man. You're an old preacher out here.
Nothing good comes from a person with this name.
So,
2 to 3 letters, that, bro. Never.
Not never. Ray Ray, not mm-hmm. Nay Nay, not mm-hmm. KK.
Okay. JJ, none of
JJ,
that.
JJ, none of that. JJ.
Mm.
Somebody.
No story came after that.
JC.
Not JC.
If you heard the last episode, y'all already know.
It's easy to remember, bro. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
How did you get here? What made you start rapping?
When we start rapping, bro? Started off producing, actually. Started off producing with my homeboys, and they was rapping.
Okay.
Actually. And then, of course, if I'm making a beat and I'm recording them, you want to be part of the fun. And then I jumped on and started rapping. So there's really just me and my homies and vibing at the school. You know how I go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So as far as taking this serious, like a couple years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
What school you went to?
I went to Lincoln.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Boy, Lincoln's different around here.
Dang.
Yeah.
Sounds like DJ Stern.
Nah.
Yeah, I think you were dealing with, what's your man, BJ.
Mm.
BJ Daniels.
Mm.
Yeah, they was at the venue or whatever. I went to the Rick. So.
You went to Rick?
Yeah. Rocking the blue.
Rick Notorious, you know, in Tallahassee.
Yeah, we were a while when I was there.
Yeah.
Before and after Rick was wild. We was chill when I was there.
Yeah, I got the IV poking. Y'all bougie.
I wasn't. That's why I was there.
Yeah.
That's why I was there.
Right.
Nah, I was just, it was outside and my mom and my dad was there. So, yeah, it was going to go down. So, you started producing?
I guess it was a social thing, bro. That's how I started, really. It is a social thing. But go ahead. What did you say?
As far as producing or?
Nah, just as far as like getting into music.
Okay.
It's a social thing.
And
then personally, I just was like, yo, I like this.
Right.
And it just became a passion.
How long have you been doing it?
Been, like, as far as just making music and playing music.
At least in my mind, you've been around for a minute.
Yeah. Shoot, in high school, I played guitar. I took the guitar class. Mm-hmm. And then in college is when I really started messing with Fruit Loops. I wasn't ever taking it serious, though. I was a fool, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. And then, Then I got pretty good at it just because I can play multiple instruments and I played in church and whatnot. But then I linked up with another producer. And when I linked up with him, at the time it was called Ethnic Kids.
That's like my man J. Crew?
Yeah, that was back in the day. And that whole experience really kind of put me on as far as how you move in production.
Right.
Like, and for real. You have talent, but unless you understand how to utilize these tools.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Man Jay was like one of my first supporters that I wasn't sleeping with.
yet.
But no, my man, it was to a point where, like, the only person that was listening to the podcast, this was back in 2008 when I first started doing stuff out. My girlfriend was at the time was the only one I was listening.
Right.
And I don't know how he found it. I think it was probably when I started getting on Twitter and he came across it. My man, like really supported me. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man.
Got an engineering job with my man Keith Kennedy. They had a radio show, which in tune helped me progress in regards to doing the Underground Railroad. So, yeah, stuff like Ethnic Kids, who are also on my first project, Tales of a College Grad, nothing, y'all can check that out.
All right.
We out here. You know what I mean? So, I also had this gag.
I was looking at that there.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, boy, got the.
I was going to pick fun
solid talk.
At your bro. Who's my birthday twin? Roy. I was going to pick fun at Roy's.
But a guitar.
But my guitar is out of tune.
That's
so.
In the future, it's tuned.
It's not right now. It's tuned. Nah. Tell them my baby McKenzie.
That'd be nice, though.
Yeah, man, it's
like dual action.
You
want
to
do something?
I can't do that. Oh, snap. Yo, my man.
You see what I did?
Last. Oh, dang, son. Dang, son. My man said, yo, I ain't. Untuned guitar. Oh, have you looking crazy?
All right.
That's my baby McKenzie. She be killing it, though.
I got to get another guitar lesson, so I may have to holler at you.
I got this
you app. Are Royce. One of y'all.
I got this app, bro.
Yeah.
It's an excellent app. I'm going to tell you what it's called. It's called.
Hey.
Yo. I'm trolling, buddy.
This no, is, straight up. Tune.
Go ahead. Yo. For the free, you can tune.
Hey, straight up. I'm going to do that for real.
I guess I'll.
Because I need her to really get what's going on or whatever, because she be. Every time she's getting this, like, that would make it top. And be like,
String instruments are enduring instruments, bro.
Yeah.
They leave scars. Huh? I mean, well, Scott, they leave, like, calluses.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you get something in drums, you get something in keys, but not like string instruments.
Right. I always want to play guitar, though. Yeah. That's what tripped me out about my daughter wanting to play, because I've always wanted to play guitar, but my fingers too big or fat or whatever.
Ladies like it.
Get you on, but,
get you on that classical guitar with the neck a little wider, pause.
Neck a little
hey. The neck of the guitar.
Hey.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We
got oh, man.
So,
Favorite, as far as being able to convey a mood,
yeah.
I like what a guitar can do.
Yeah.
I just ain't. I ain't that skilled to do it
right
out here on guitar. But piano, you know what I'm saying, just has that, it has like depth.
Right.
But as far as what you can do on a guitar, it's just.
Hey, you know
I
what?
I don't know how to explain it, bro.
Hey, now think about that. I know with the computer, you got the keys, man.
Right.
You got the black notes, white notes, you got the blue notes, and in between joints. You know what I'm saying? You can go low, high, all that other stuff. So, but yeah, the thing. When you think about a guitar, and you think the guitar is limited compared to the piano.
Yeah, it's I don't want to say any instrument takes more skill or craft than the other.
Okay.
So I respect the process of anything.
Right.
But I would say to play certain chords, the way you have to skip strings and bar strings if you want to play in a certain area of the neck.
The guitar is like a highly sexual instrument, apparently.
Like, no, you want to play with the neck.
it just takes a different thing, you know what I mean? Positioning.
Right.
Where, I mean, same thing with piano, bro. Like, most if you like hip-hop music and when it came to a point when it was more like a trip hop, when they started playing like a little bit more soulful chords with more sustain.
Right.
And like we could jump back to God, what's some guys. It'll come to me later. But anyway, who's the guys Q-Tip?
Oh, I was thinking about the producer when he and JD
But they sampling, like, you know, those kind
yeah,
of chords.
Yeah, they did like, a lot of that. So.
Old school kind
yeah.
of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
inversions,
to, yeah.
you know, to make something that's major, but adding notes that are not really supposed to be there, and getting that depth of tone.
Right.
But like I said, we can go on and on about certain things.
Stop me when I want the music.
Yeah,
down.
But that's...
That's why I like
yeah, that's what I'm into, bro, is like, is music in itself.
Right.
Not just
right.
music, so...
No, that's what I like. Yeah. Like, I think, especially in the 90s, in my mind, like, I think hip-hop was really trying to establish itself as a musical genre.
Yeah.
So I think,
sampling was heavy sampling.
Right. I think the idea was trying to get to a point where we was using, even with the sampling, we was using it in a musical sense more so than just, you know what I'm saying, chopping a James Brown drum.
Right.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Break beat. Yeah.
So for me, I find it important when you do have MCs.
So let me ask you this. What era you feel was really diving into music?
I think the mid-90s. With Tribe Called Quest, with Outkast, and Organized Noize.
Like Madlib. Even still, like, I wasn't necessarily, like, underground enough
that rock, yeah.
to be, like,
first,
like,
that rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you talking about Rocky? No, fool. No.
Yeah.
But
those are some experimental producers, man.
Right.
Yeah, I respect that.
But I think that's what a lot of people kind of misunderstand. Well, we were talking about as far as, like, new waves and stuff. And I think a lot of now it's kind of, I don't want to say it's atonal. Like, now the rapping is melodic. But as far as, like, the beats, because he, you know, like hi-hats and ting-ting-ting-ting-ting.
It's, like, highly percussive.
Yeah.
Even cadences are very, you know, percussion.
I think
that's what makes it catchy.
Right. I think a lot of people, a lot of cats this era don't understand why cats from maybe like the 90s kind of take it as serious. But I think, like I said, we were trying to really we were really focused on making it a genre.
Captain Felicia, my bad. People in the comments.
Ray Ray. Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, oh, Ray Ray. I see what you did there. It's all good. I think I love you. See what you did there.
I guess that's
go ahead with your saying.
That
bro.
Was super easy. Barely inconvenient.
Right.
But I think a lot of the draw was people coming from that 90s era, especially the late 90s era. Like, you look at Mos Def and the Roots and all of them. Like,
oh, yeah.
I think they were trying to push it.
2000s, but they
were
definitely musical.
Yeah. Right. I think that idea was trying to show that hip hop was like a music genre, you know what I'm saying? And they tried to do a lot of experimentation. I think that's why you had a lot of abstract rhymes and stuff. That's why I think you even had a split during that time with Underground, like you said, like with, you know what I'm saying, A$AP Rock and just a lot of those Underground cats that were doing it, because it was like, it's trying to show the musical side of it, so that we're just not rapping over break beats. Yeah. And we're really trying to, you know what I'm saying, make this
get into that music. Yeah.
So I know that's why, for me, like, again, like I said, when I find an artist that is really trying to, that really have an understanding of music, because I ain't gonna front. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a little bit, maybe to discuss it, but I can't sit here and talk about music theory and tone and, you know what I'm saying, and this note and that. No, I can't tell you an A note from a C note or whatever. Yeah. I can't tell you a D flat to a C sharp or whatever the difference is.
You probably could, though.
Not really. I can say it like I just did. But I could be like, ding.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you're talking about, like, you're talking about stuff that people go to college and do now. I don't know if I could do all that.
Yeah.
Now, you put me in, like, in a certain setting, because certain chords and progressions are always going to be in certain genres, and I might be able to pick it out.
Right. Like, I couldn't do that. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I got you.
Like, I know what a chord is. Yeah. I couldn't tell you, hey, this would, But I appreciate it. So,
man,
those
my
that
girl,
do.
Dog, like, she's in FSU. She was going for voice, and they'll be like, yo, I need you to sing an A.
Right.
No reference note.
They just go ahead
and hit it right now, and then they're going to measure that joint.
That's wild.
You know what I'm saying? They call it sight singing.
Right. That's crazy.
Bro, the more you know about people can do, the more depressed you can get.
Like, dang, bro. I'm trash. I'll do it for some work.
Hey.
Y'all out here. All right, man.
But anyway.
Well, yo. Speaking of music, we're going to go ahead and get to my man's joint. Actually, we got some exclusive stuff.
Yeah, so let's talk about it, man. So as much as we talking about, like, old school music, I'm just a lover of music. And, you know, I can talk to you about listening to different genres. And all
work.
Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah. So we're going to get to it, and then we're going to come back and see what's good. So first, we're going to hit y'all. Hold up. I know what I said we was going to do. That's what I want to do. We're going to hit y'all. Y'all hold tight, those in YouTube land. Appreciate y'all for still hanging tight. All right, first going to hit y'all with the Doing the Most. And both of them got your man Bocci on it, right?
Yeah, man. I called Bocci and put him on my joint, and then
it flipped back with the
DJ, actually.
Okay.
So he's just like, yo, y'all boys do this thing.
So who we got? We got DJ Michael V.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, DJ Michael V doing the most with my man Raymond. Yeah, I could even say that wrong. God.
Raymond.
That one man
had people call me that before.
Real Raymond. Wait, no.
Like what?
It's not what you're not gonna do is doing the most
wrong. That's what it is.
Doing the most, right?
The most.
Yo, man, Ray Bitt and Bocci were doing the most. He's gonna hit y'all again with that same combo on the road here on the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Mike Calvi. Doing damage, taking out stand it. They think I'm doing the most. Yeah, I am not famished. I'm on the canvas. Shorty, she noticed my stroke. Y'all think it's over. Up on my head, I let go. Let's do what I'm supposed to. Maybe like, hold up. I got the game on my shoulders. Laying on soul. Counting the green, the cabbage. I got the whip and that crash. The shooter, the splash it. I got the ball, I don't pass it. Keep him in check, then I cast it. Homie, you lacking. I wear the best for the fashion. Hairline is changing the status. It disappear like some magic. Tragic, dodging the blows. Cashes. I'm doing shows, but I'm taxing. I need the backing. Believe me, this music my passion. I need a car with the traction. Rick at the beat and I gassed it. Baby girl trying to act ratchet. We in the spot and relaxing. I'm watching Enter the Dragon. I'm in a whole nother bagging. Y'all threw it up, so I cast it. Yeah. I'm doing damage, they cannot stand it. They think I'm doing the most, yeah. I am not famished, I'm on the canvas. Shorty, she noticed my stroke. Y'all think it's over, up on my head, I let go. Let's do what I'm supposed to. Baby, like, hold up, I got the game on my shoulders. Laying on sofas. I'm trying to get me some BBs. Shorty at that my Reese's. That's why I'm stacking these seasons. Moving dapper, but they want me in leashes. I push them off, moving fresh off the block. Yeah, I'm moving, you can never gon' stop. I'm at your ankles, I'm making you drop. Me and Bocci, yeah, we flexing the vibe. No, they can't stand it, though. I got that antidote, yeah, yeah. Ride it like branches, though. Hit a yard like a dually trot. I've been lifted up, towering over you. When I'm driving up, you know it's overdue. Oh, I just play the game when I take the lane. They wanna stop the game, but they can't do a thing. Ooh. I'm doing damage, they cannot stand it. They think I'm doing the most, yeah. I am not famished, I'm on the canvas. Shorty, she noticed my stroke. Y'all think it's over, up on my head, I let go. Let's do what I'm supposed to. Baby, like, hold up, I got the game on my shoulders. Laying on sofas. Ooh. I'm doing damage, they cannot stand it. They think I'm doing the most, yeah. I am not famished, I'm on the canvas, shorty, she noticed my stroke. Y'all think it's over, up on my head, I let go. Let's do what I'm supposed to. Baby, like, hold up, I got the game on my shoulders, laying on sofas.
Hey, yo, man, y'all always think that we doing the most. Man, we just doing what God told us to. God always. We already know what time it is, man. We taking off.
That's on me, yeah. Oh, shawty wanna see. I said just believe. Baby, take a chance. I got it up to speed. They say that I'm about to Benjamins, y'all. They say that I'm really out of control. What's the word? Yeah, I heard it from the bird. You gon' pop up on the scene, acting like a bird. I'm like, hold up. I get down, I go in, yeah. I just put that beam on your chin, yeah. I don't mean no harm, no alarm. Please don't get fooled by the charm.
It's Ray. Thinking,
yeah, yeah. I've been whipping on the road lately, yeah. I've been working like a dog, that's on me, yeah. Oh, Shawty wanna see. I say just believe. Baby, take a chance. I got it, that's a sneak, yeah.
Say I'm working hard, but I'm hardly working. I need a pussy start, and I really hope it's firm. In a flyer, there's some birds, and I got them all turfing. I'm only getting better very soon. I'll be perfect.
Hold up. Penitelli, hit me on my cell. Need a dictionary when you look me up. They call me Ben and Jerry, how I'm super cold. Like the frozen dairy, drink it up. Filling up my belly, take a shot. And it's super wet, he need a mop. Drippin', now I'm ready, call me Baby Nelly.
Oh, cause it's hot.
I've been whipping on the road lately, yeah. I've been working like a dough, that's on me, yeah. Oh, Shawty wanna see. I say just believe. Baby, take a chance. Got it, that's a steal, yeah. I've been whipping on the road lately, yeah. I've been working like a dough, that's on me, yeah. Oh, Shawty wanna see.
And we are back. This is your boy, this is September, here with my man, Ray Venter. Just heard DJ Mike V.
Cutaways. So he came out, bro. Like, go check his Rolodex. Bro, really out here doing it, making some good music, making some good moves. Right. And I appreciate the op.
Right. So, yeah. DJ Michael V with Ray Benson and Bocce was doing the most, and they also hit y'all with Ray Benson featuring Bocce with On the Road. So those are YouTube lands. Listen to the podcast. We drop on Monday or Tuesday if
Monday.
Man decides to go and like say at water. regardless, you're here, there. What's up with you and Bocce? Because I see y'all do work a lot. So what's your relationship as far as
homies, man? Putting the music like together? We met at FAMU Jim Hooping. And you know, like I was already kind of working with Matt.
Right.
And that's how Matt was working. Yeah, shout out to Matt. Yeah. And Matt, I didn't know Matt and him, they go way back.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, they like bros. And he was just like, yo, I got this guy named Bocce, bro. Da-da-da.
Right.
Then, you know, we were in a similar circle. Eventually, we was going to cut a record together. And
right.
He had me featured on one of his joints, HGL, which was a vibe. And so I was like, yo, let's do another one.
Right.
And then this one, I guess, is the aftermath of those two.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because people saw it worked.
Right. That's the vibe. Like, y'all used to see, you know what I'm saying, y'all rolling, especially, like I said, you, Matt.
But we're not like
Eric. But it's not like a...
No,
it's
not
a collective, but it's not like an official...
Definitely collective, man. He got a lot of music out. Berkey working.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So, he doing his thing, man. And, you know, when we connect in the studio... It's a vibe.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. So I see y'all.
So I got, I'm excited, though, because this year, bro, I'm putting out a lot more music. Like, last year was kind of like a test to see what people like.
Right.
And, like I said, people, they like the happy.
Right.
They like the fun. That's what I've been told. So anyhow, but Sean hit me, say he got something in the works. So I'm excited for that. Eliezer, I work with him. On like his first project, produce a record.
Okay.
I think it's called something Dreamers. Can't remember.
But
it was a vibe. It was a vibe too. He had brought this girl was in school with to come sing on it. Parrish. I don't know if you know Parrish Perez, but we got something in the works too.
Yeah.
Like this 2019 is gonna be exciting, bro.
I'm ready for
it,
man.
Yeah.
I mean, I see y'all rolling, y'all putting out this movie, and it's, like, super dope. You know what I mean? So
yeah, we put a lot of effort into it. Like, I know for me, when I drop anything, it's going to be a whole thing with it.
Right.
So that's why you don't get a whole bunch. It's like, whenever you get a record, there's going to be some materials go along with it that supports the idea of the song, so you understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
Like, what is this? Dr. Seuss, like, let me explain to you, you know what I'm saying, what it is so you can connect.
And do
you know what I mean?
Should we expect, like, because I know you do, like, video production and stuff like that, so should we expect more
with the music? Like, we're about to shoot On the Road, so that one's going to be dope. And then the one you just heard, we got, that one's already a date we shooting in Tampa. Yeah, so.
813.
Yeah, and then we got my boy coming down from Oklahoma.
Work.
It's getting all the exclusive. Like, all
right.
You're getting the whiteboard right now, bro. Like, you're getting the whiteboard, bro.
Shouts out to Pat in the building, man. Yeah. He said he's going to post on Monday. All right. Snoop, bro. Shouts out to working on Memorial Day. That's the man right there.
Can be got satellite on the boat.
That was that. That's going to be like, all right, let me post this podcast watching this bad. You understand?
All right.
When can, do you have any definitive dates in regards to when we can expect things to drop?
So next, obviously we got the June 1st joint with Michael V, and that drop is going to draw hard. And we're finishing up this one with Paris.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everything done, we're just waiting on his verse. So that'll probably be the follow-up.
Y'all just make sure you slide that stuff to me.
Oh yeah, you already
so
know.
I can go ahead and pump it. You know what I mean? Definitely gonna need whatever you got to with Sean, because I should have Sean.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Because Sean sent me a reference, and I said, "Bro, can you get in the studio, bro?" And send it to me because he got me excited.
Right.
People don't know Sean's a man of many cadences.
Okay.
They be like trying to say things.
Yeah.
Nah, dog. Sean did it. No, that's my dog.
Yo, like I see him. I saw him perform. I was like, yo, this dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got it.
So, funny thing, me and Sean met playing flag football.
What happened to you, Keith? You just kept playing? You didn't even know me. No.
Yeah.
Nah, it's dope.
Nah, yeah, man. So, you know, we're friendly guy.
All right, no doubt. So how can the people get in contact with you?
Man, all right, so I don't really do Facebook.
Right.
So if you want to ask me something, get at me, Instagram is the best way to do it. The Ray Benton, T-H-E-R-A-Y-B-E-N-T-O-N. And I'm on there.
Right.
I'm on there. You hit me in DMs, I'll most likely respond.
Word.
I got like an hour dedicated to that.
That's needed though. Yeah, that's prime minister. Yeah. Like, all right, I'm
responding.
These office hours are from here to here.
Because you know, some people may think you're not ignoring them or not trying to respond.
Right.
Because you'll see it and be like, yeah, I'm gonna respond back to this, but then you don't lie and forget, bro.
Right. Right.
I'm a busy dude. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I try to. Yeah. I try to give people, you know what I'm saying, like a day. Like, I give some time to.
Right.
Like you said, people, they got lives or whatever. Man, I know for me, like, sometimes I just don't. It's oddly enough, even though I do this,
right.
I don't anticipate people, like, getting at me. So when I do get a message, I'm like,
man, people never you
respond. Didn't know you guys were paying attention. But anyway, we're about to wrap it up, man. Again, I appreciate you, bro, for being on here. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we probably could have been here.
Easy, bro. You can see how, you know what I'm saying, man tried to hit me with the, well, some people like breaking off.
I'm going to take a
No, I'm just standing here.
Hey, you know, what is it? It's like, real, huh? It's real.
No doubt.
You know what
I'm
saying?
No doubt.
Yeah.
I'm still giving that guitar.
Shout out to Dose, bro. I got the joint with Dose.
I don't know.
Listen, dog. Yeah. But I'm definitely going to slide your way, man. And I need a link so I can push it.
Yeah, for this. Yeah, no, I got you. And also, too, like, let me know in regards to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know in regards to Underground Railroad so we can, you know what I'm saying, get you up there.
Also, the podcast up, too. So yeah. Let me know.
No doubt.
Got you.
So, let me see. Let me get back to my notes. Yo, shout out to everybody that was here. The vibes going. Shout out to Pat the Mac. Now, let me stop. Other than my man Pat falling through, you know what I'm saying? The one for him. I'd probably still be doing this, but I wouldn't be doing this on Freedom Train Radio, so y'all should like Freedom Train Radio. But no, man, shout out to Pat, man, for the support. Yeah, I'll get at your boy. If you're watching YouTube, all of Ray's information will be down below, so y'all can check him out there.
On the road, I just posted a video. I ain't pushed it yet, so
okay.
At least you first heard here. I just released, put a video up of that performance for On the Road.
Okay.
At least you can see the vibe.
It's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
They can find it saying Ray Benton.
Yeah. If you just type in Ray Benton in YouTube On the Road, it'll pop up.
Yeah, I make sure y'all do that.
Yeah.
And support your boy. Leave comments, like, subscribe, do all of that. Just don't sit there and watch
the video, and then you'll see come to a show because we got something, actually, another exclusive, one more, bro. All
right.
I'm doing drops.
Sales fit. Go ahead.
So we bring in a couple cats from L.A. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'll sing it to you so you can post it if you want to or make it part of your news.
Word.
But at the end of June, we're bringing them in. It's going to be intimate. It's, by intimate, I mean size, but it's going to be lit because we got people coming from Oklahoma. Think of it as internet, but, like, only exclusive. So 60 seats only. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get in where you fit in.
Yeah, so... No, be on the lookout for that. It'll be like probably free sangria all night included in the ticket sale.
I'm
saying. And on a people on tour, look up No Pope Tour. And you'll see the two artists we're talking about.
Word.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie Surge.
Word.
Yeah.
Y'all got here. Give y'all exclusives, man. My man Ray give y'all exclusives.
You got a lot coming, man. So I know 18 was, you know what I'm saying, you got a couple big fish is catching eat on, but this year, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get a lot more to digest.
You're two big fishes, you're going to feed 5,000.
It is, bro. Come on.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, what's good?
Already.
Yo, Royce, what's up, man? I got bro in here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll add me September 27th. Bop, 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 bop. Plus, you're going to get that dinner popping. Anyway, yo, it's your boy Nick, what's up? Yo, if you want support, again, just go ahead and subscribe to everything. Also, too. As far as donations go, don't be scared to give your boy the cash app. $ Enigma Step. If you want to support the podcast, put some dollars in my pocket so, you know what I'm saying, I can probably get a new laptop, get a better camera, whatever. If you feel like it. If not, that's cool, too. Till then.
Shout out to this man here, man, for doing this.
I'm trying.
For real, though. People talk about it.
But, yo, next week, got my man Morse Code. He'll be on, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Till then, we out of here. We appreciate y'all. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got to, oh, before I get up out of here, I forgot one more song. Y'all ain't finna get it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But we finna drop.
Speaking of Sean.
Sean Ellis there and Sean River Ever. I can't ever say it right. We're going to hit y'all with bread and butter to close out the show. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Yeah. Come on. Woo. Yeah. People try to stop the come up. No way. Never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other. Yeah. Yeah. People try to stop the come up. No way. Never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other.
I never understood how people continue to resent each other.
No,
it ain't right. Don't hate on each other.
Come on.
Of course it's bad for your life. I'm praying to get it right. It's fight, not sprite. Too much acid, it'll stain your life.
Let my food obstacles came on the road.
Let them know
I will always speak the truth. I gotta go.
Mama said to get some clothes.
Papa told me ask for more.
Granny said so it's hard to fold.
I said I appreciate cause y'all the grow.
Listen man, my pop's gone.
My granny too.
That don't mean I'ma quit.
I'm making moves.
Just gotta take the tough times and switch it up.
Yeah.
It'll change your life.
Come on,
go live it up.
Yeah.
People try to stop the come up.
No way.
Never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People try to stop the come up.
No way.
Never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each
I know.
Other.
I done lost so many long nights to the come up. We done lost so many wrong lives to these gunners, so I decide to keep my own nine right in front of me, cause I don't wanna waste no time. If you run up,
they don't wanna see me blow. The vision like TNT on TV scenes, I see it through the reticle. And I be like a prophet, please, I'm conscious, be cautious. Obviously they talk to speak fraudulent, maybe I should just let it go. But I ain't never frozen over nothing, you callin' friends, check your X and O's. Go figure, they all in a row, so what's missing? That's game overload, it's no chillin'. You know how this goes, we keep the circle small and we fly until there's no ceilings. Cut the lames off with no feelings. Cause they gon' think what they wanna think. We just tryna be different, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know.
People
I'm
try not. To stop the come up.
No way.
Never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other.
Yeah,
yeah.
People try to stop the come up.
No way.
Never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other.